and it was still raining and grime, and it looks like the guy in the middle of their mansion too, so it was pretty windy there. We had a great trip back, and I got in the camera in the middle of the afternoon, and since it was too late to catch a hack out of there that day, I went over and spent another day with Bob Wagner. Now the next morning, then, I cut a hack out to some camera, and I go down to Transformate to see Wayne, and Wayne, I said, explain at this point that I didn't get your letters before I left, which clearly there was confusion that occurred in the next 2 or 3 days. It was apparently the mail got in the day I left, and so I didn't know I knew I'd go to Dunkirk the next day. And of course, see, I didn't even arrive till the 20th because I had been delayed a day. So if I had known that, I wouldn't even have bothered going down there. But that's the breaks of the game. Good old U.S. mail. Takes longer to get here in country than it does for John to send me a letter from his staff. That's pretty bad. Anyway, I got down to Transformate, and I went over to Wayne's squadron there. And they informed me that Wayne had gone to Bangkok, and Travis said, I know you're listening to Wayne, but anyway, I said, we'll go to Bangkok, and you were supposed to be back the following day. So I said, okay, I'll just stick around. And I stayed with Hutchison, and he's probably the one who gave me that check. Major Hutchison, over at the non-A hotel, I think it was. And I met a bunch of your buddies there, Josh, somebody out there, and Wendell. And had a real good time. They were a bunch of old guys, and we fixed up some steaks and had some wine one night, some real good New York cuts and some Rose Matisse, some of the good Portuguese wine. And they took me over to the Five Oceans, and we ate there several times also. Wayne knows what I'm talking about, and I lost a lot of smell meat much, but anyway, it was nice to meet some of those guys, and of course I included out of confusion in there when I first walked into the squadron because everybody couldn't figure out how I'd gotten back from Bangkok already. And I had quite a time convincing them for a little bit that they had their own guy. And of course the colonel, when I met him, he took me back in the background and introduced me to the other guys, and they all looked at him as if he was some kind of nut because of course they all knew him, you know, and I thought they did. And that was a standing joke then for the next couple of days. Everybody was going to introduce me, and they thought that was really funny. Well, the following day, it turns out that I kind of bumped Wayne off of the flight coming back that night, so I still missed him. And the following day, his flight took off, and I guess he lost an engine or something. That's what they said. Anyway, you had to go back to Bangkok again. So I decided I'd better get out of there because I was already 2 days late reporting back to my unit. So that afternoon late, the buddies in Wayne's squadron got me on a flight on a 130 out of there, and I flew up at Da Nang. And I stayed there at Da Nang the night of the 23rd, and then I came down to Chi Lai in an OT on the 24th. So I finally got back home. It was getting pretty hot and sticky down at Saigon, and it was nice to get back up here in Icon. We've got some very nice weather right now, surprisingly enough. The rains have quit for the last couple of weeks. And when I got back to Chi Lai, I thought I was back in Hawaii. It was about 85 degrees with a nice breeze and beautiful clear blue skies. And about the nicest weather I've seen in Vietnam. I didn't realize you could get this good. So it wasn't quite as bad to get back. As a matter of fact, after spending 2 or 3 nights down there in a smelly, crowded Saigon, it was good to be back to Chi Lai. It's really pretty nice around here. It's all relative, I guess. Well, I'm back on the job now, of course, and then back to Bali. I went out and flew 2 missions and put in 4 airstrikes, and so I had a pretty busy back to work. And we're still running into a lot of NVA and Charlie's out here. And looks like we're going to be busy now for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then it's possible we'll be going back down to Tokar. I'll let you know more on that later, Wayne, and maybe we can get together yet. I'm going to go ahead and do some letter answering on the rest of this tape, and I don't know if you'll ever be interested or not, but I'm going to press on here anyway. First of all, I'm going to answer some of your letter here, Wayne. You mentioned about how to get home with me, but my phone number is 2918I. You can call that number, which is right here on the hooch, and get home with somebody that'll know where I am anytime. And DHF, you can call on 124.0. And you will be talking to Helix Control and ask for me, who is Helix 37. Don't use my name over the air, but Helix 37 is my call sign. And as far as when I'm flying, it's very unpredictable. I fly any and all hours of the day, so you'll never know when I'm airborne, but you can tell from that. And that we usually have some people around to enforce something like that also. And I had had a nuclear monopole time, but of course I guess I get into Quang-9, and you know that George is down there, so maybe gets us to see one of those times. And if he did get us to stack over here, why, come right on in, we'll get you a pod, and no problem then. I'm glad to hear that the World Host speaks highly in our facts. We, like you say, we take good care of them, and they take good care of us too, so we got a pretty good relationship going. And, yeah, if you do get over there, we can take you for a ride, no problem there, go out and see a striker too, if you'd like. The folks have run me, and I know that Darwin has his own apartment now, and that sounds like real nice. Hey, Darwin, we're going to be wanting to have a housewarming when we get home. I hope you're going to be prepared. Huh? Okay. The guys down there were telling me about you hiring these quantile of corpses, and that sounds pretty grim, and I guess Wayne's probably told you folks at home about that, hiring his stinky bodies around, he could have that job. However, it does sound like a pretty good deal going down to that island down south, getting me a little water skiing, and what is those golf clubs, too? Don't you guys ever work down there, or always flying around to the islands and playing golf and stuff like that, man? What a different role you guys got. Well, I'm glad for you. Sounds like you got a pretty good deal going. I guess that will help make up a little bit for flying the gun, huh? Yes, I have heard of the Nuke Man. That's real famous over here. And I imagine, I don't know if Wayne told you that off at home. If not, I'll let him describe. I haven't seen it made, but anyway, it's kind of a sausage that's made out of rotten pucks. And Wayne, you can take it from there and tell him just how it's made. But anyway, it's real good if you don't know where it came from and if you don't smell it. I have heard that the light is real nice. I haven't been there. I've flown over it though, and of course it's up in the high country around 5,000, I guess, 4,000. And it's nice and cool there, and they say they have some real beautiful weather. It sounds like a real nice tour you had around there, Wayne, and also around Cameron. And I'm glad that you get to see a lot better of the country that way. Wayne, it sounds like you're playing the musical apartments down there. I guess you've gone through about three apartments by now. You mentioned the non-key, and that's where I stay, and then at the Lucky, and I understand you're now at the Idaho, and it sounds like it's pretty grim there. I'm hoping maybe your living conditions will improve soon, but I know that some of those hotels are pretty bad. I think our host is probably better than a lot of them. I'm glad to hear you finally got your format for your car, and certainly I was happy to get that in. I know what you mean about the AC power, and I don't really blame you for not using it. We even have trouble here, and a U.S. installation sometimes, jockey with a power. In fact, they did this not too long ago and ran a voltage up about 150 volts and blew out a bunch of transformers, and I had my high intensity lamp on, and it burned a fuse out. And if the Japanese hadn't had the foresight to put a fuse in, they'd have burned the whole daggum thing up, so... We have our problems too, but certainly not as bad as yours, of course. We have pretty good stay time most of the time. And I understand you were taking a look at some of those tape decks and everything. I think the 4010 is a deck. It doesn't have an amplifier in it. It's just a tape deck. And I've looked at the M8 also, although I was considering the X355, and Darwin, I imagine you know what we're talking about. Yeah, but we're talking about tape recorders, and there's a lot of good ones, and it's just a matter, I guess, of what you want. And, yes, Wayne, I had heard about the atmosphere. I really was real sad, and that's, of course, from that moment, I heard about that. And I'd also read about Epperby, and I wondered if it was the same guy. I read about him ditching in up there. In fact, the name was so strange, you know, and it couldn't have been somebody else, but, I was just curious as to whether it was your old IP or not. It sounded like it was pretty exciting. He put an F4 in a drink up there, folks, and that one, and, Dollars and Lord and whoever else is listening to us. And anyway, he got out real okay, and they pushed him out of water up north of by Domain. I enjoyed the Petula Clark song that way. I guess he must have got that from Charlie's tape or something. Anyway, it's really good. An old album is. Concerning the Minerva camera, the thing I have started doing is taking color prints with it. I agree with you. I think the flags are rather expensive for as small as they are, and that Olympus is a real nice half-length camera, which probably is a better deal. But with this camera, I think it's better to get your color prints fairly large, and you can get a pretty good cost-print relationship there. It's better than slides, anyway. Doris, I'm also going to throw in a little answer to your letter, and this will be a good excuse for the folks to bring this tape down to so you guys can get together, or you can come over to Topeka, vice versa. Anyway, thanks very much for the letter, and glad to hear that you're never feeling good there. It sounds like you're real busy, and I guess that's the way it is with everybody. Seems like we are staying real busy, maybe too busy. Sometimes I think the Hawaiians got it better. They know how to take it easy. They look out for their siestas and stuff like that. Yes, I'm getting plenty to eat. The Army, the Marines, both have good chow over here. And for the most part, I'm getting plenty of sleep, too. If I don't, it's more of a trap from staying up and reading. I'm doing a lot of reading, which I enjoy so much. And I am in good sleep, and actually, I'm probably as healthy now as I've ever been. Darryl and Dennis, it sounds like you're staying real busy with us boys. Glad to hear you hanging in there, and I'm sure that the weightlifting will do you some good. I know that I wish I'd have stayed with a little more than I had. Actually, I was just trying to gain weight with it, but it seemed like that was a hopeless cross. But it is real good for you, and I'm real glad to hear that you're hanging in there and staying with us boys. You'll have to send me some letters now and tell me how your things are doing and tell me what you're doing, okay? Dennis, I sure feel for you with a tooth scratch, and I know exactly what you're going through, and it's pretty painful, isn't it? But of course, it's well worth it in the long run, and even though it seems pretty slow, it actually is over before you know it, and it'll be... I know you'll be glad when you get it done. Like I said, you just hope it's worth all the money, but if it comes out anywhere near as well as Wayne has done, I know it will be. Doris, you were talking about fire and wondering if any trees turn color. No, I'm afraid not. Our trees are green all the time. It never gets color in about maybe 60 to 65 around here. Up in the mountains it gets a little color, but even then they don't really have any kind of a spring or fire. It's just a rainy season and a dry season. So we don't have much of the pretty things that I know you're speaking of there in Kansas. It certainly sounds like you have a very adult level hook there in your office, Doris, going around squirting the invisible ink on each other. Now I've heard everything. I think it's my duty to report this to you first. I guess we all have to let our hair down sometime or another, huh? Dad, I'm glad to hear that you got your coil shelves done. I'm sure they're real nice, and I'm anxious to see them. You'll have to start putting all your hot knots on now. Maybe we can commission you to make one for us sometime. I know Joe's been asking me to get a corner shelf like that too for our little tickets. Joe informs me that the kids are doing real fine, and Brenda had a little bit of a car when she left, but nothing serious. And you know, Mom, you were asking about what the kids would say when Joe left. Well, she was kind of wondering how to tell him too, and she was trying to figure out a way, and she was doing a little packing, and Beth comes in there and just, you know, Beth, and she says, you gonna go see Daddy, Mommy? So that pretty well said that, and so Joe just explained to her, yes, she was gonna go see Daddy, and they didn't seem to mind, they understood, and they thought that was real fine, and told her, you know, to make sure and tell Daddy hello for him, and so she explained that it wouldn't be too long before I get home, and they've got all kinds of great plans of where Daddy's going to take him here and there, so it sounds like I'm going to have a busy time when I get home. Well, that's about all the latest news from the Vietnam front, at least up here in the north part of South Vietnam War. And I hope this hasn't been too jumbled. I hope you can all understand. I know I was talking kind of fast, but I had a lot to say, and I wanted to get it on this one tape that certainly saves writing a lot of long letters. And I'm the awards induction officer, and I've got a lot of writing to do in the way of awards right now, so I thought I could maybe save a little time by cutting this one tape for everybody. I know it will take a little while before it gets around to all of you, but if Wayne, if you will cooperate and get this thing tried on earth, fairly soon, everybody will get in pretty good time. So, Wayne will be looking forward to seeing you before too long, I hope. On the home front there, I hope you are feeling well. Keep the letters coming. I sure do enjoy them, and I'm trying to write as often as I can on this end also. Also, I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do about Christmas, but it looks like I'm not going to be able to do much in the way of Christmas shopping at this one, because there's just nothing to buy. But maybe Joe can help out, and of course, I've been thinking about all of you anyway. It probably sounds a little funny talking about Christmas now, but of course, we have to get things in the mail here within the next week or two if we expect them to get home. I'm not sure how I'm going to handle that, but I think I'll probably let Joe take care of most of that. One thing here, we did sell to Lincoln. Joe sold it to a guy up at Longmont, Colorado. So That's, we got the white elephant off our back, and we were wanting to sell it because I'm pretty sure we're going to be overseas on our next assignment, and didn't particularly want that thing hanging on. We'll probably also sell the boats before we leave. I'll tell you more about that when I find out what my assignment was. I said no probably in the next month or two, where I'm going. Well, I guess I'll try the latest, and I see my tape's running out anyway, so we'll see you. Bye-bye.